second, please.
We're in a cultural war,
Oh, no, we won't.
How do you think you are talking to me like that?
I resent the fact that your implication that only you are a Canadian.
The culture war is back.
All right, and away we go. Fourth hour of the Oakley Show, Tuesday morning, and it's the culture war where the warriors assembled to discuss matters of some significance and consequence to our culture. And the Reverend Dr. Charles McVitie in the house, president of the Canada Christian College. Good morning.
Good morning, John.
And Greta Vosper, minister at the West Hill United Church. Hello.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Greta.
Every time that intro is played, I try to figure out whether that most disgusting pig alive in the world is you or me. No, or maybe it's John.
Very subjective to interpretation.
Sure.
No,
I think that's hate speech.
Okay, it could perfectly be.
You know, well, it's interesting you bring that up, Charles. There you go, feeding the wheelhouse. But
here we go.
There is legislation that is going to be tested. I guess tomorrow the Supreme Court is going to rule on whether or not Section 13 should be tweaked or dismissed outright, but I'll get to that when I do, because there's something else happening in Parliament tomorrow. Third reading on this so-called bathroom bill, I guess identified by you as such, but its formal title is Bill C-279, which would just include gender identity and gender expression within the Human Rights Code as well as the Criminal Code. For better or worse, I ask, and I know you've been against this from the hop, but this is facing third reading. Are you optimistic that optimistic may not be the right – do you believe this will pass?
I think it will pass. Surprisingly enough, that Stephen Harper has thrown us under the bus once again.
Who's us?
Who's us?
Us are people who, you know, family-focused groups who really pitched in and helped him get elected and voted for him. But unfortunately, he has succumbed to the movement within the media and within the gay groups of our society, and now he allowed this bill to pass in the last parliament, but it died on the order paper in the Senate when the election was called. Now he's had 15 of his conservative members vote for it, including Jim Flaherty and Chris Alexander, and they've rushed it through Parliament. They went into the committee stage and made no amendments, rushed it through committee, and now here it is back at the report stage for third reading, and we have every reason to believe that Stephen Harper will pass this bathroom bill and make it a crime. Remember, this is not like in Ontario where only the human rights code was changed. This is going to make it a crime to speak against gender identity or gender expression, and a crime to stop people, men particularly, from entering into female spaces such as bathrooms.
If they identify as females.
If they have, if they say they have an inner feeling of being female. They don't have to dress a certain way. They don't have to show a certificate. They don't have to do anything but have an inner feeling of being female. And we don't have to mention the potentials for dangers here in women's showers, in women's change rooms.
Which is why you've dubbed it the bathroom bill. All right, for better or worse, you obviously feel this is a bad development and a bad day for Canadian society. Greta Vosper, how about you?
Well, Charles, the first right off the bat, starts talking about we being the family-focused groups being thrown under the bus. And Charles' definition, we have to remember that Charles' definition of family is a technical term that he uses to refer to those who have a conservative perspective on family. And
yeah,
he
like
neglects
children.
That there are many, many families in this country who are headed by people who do not identify in the clearly defined gender ways that Charles would like, who are same gender couples, and that those two are families, as are those who choose to have children out of wedlock and care for them themselves. And another perspective that Charles and his families would not meet. So we have to recognize that there's a broader conversation here than just that technically focused family that Charles is talking about.
Wait a minute, Greta, you're saying family. He's got a specific definition or ideal in mind, mm-hmm. and you beg to differ with that. But it goes beyond that. If I'm reading correctly, you're also taking umbrage with the definition of man and woman. Charles,
well, that's what
Charles
happening
is,
here.
Is saying, but there are
gender expression,
gender identity. Gender expression is a very real thing, and we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, not with Charles, but that gender identity, because it is something that has only been recognized in our recent history, that somehow it's not a reality, but it is a reality, and so it being a reality, we need to make sure that that people who identify differently than the traditional understanding of gender, as we
biology,
have come to
science.
Understand it, that their rights be protected. And we're not just talking about the bathroom. I mean, Charles wants to focus on this tiny little thing. We're talking about employment. We're talking about all kinds of things that our Human Rights Act supports and cares for and
I don't mean to put words in your mouth. I mean, Charles, is your argument that there's too much ambiguity surrounding this gender notion or gender expression rather than being defined clearly as man or woman?
Well, first of all, the whole idea of gender expression and gender identity is that you're not the gender of your anatomy, that you have some inner feeling that you're another gender. And by the way, I'm sure, Greta, you teach six genders. I think most of the population understands that there's male and female, but somehow there are these four new concocted genders. Transgender, transsexual, two-spirited, intersexed. These are things that now, when you have the law redefined, remember, law is a teacher, and that teacher ends up in the classroom. So when you change the law, you're changing the classroom. And we've been arguing against this radical teaching entering into kindergarten and our elementary school system for two years. And now with the conservatives allowing this law, the federal law, to be changed, this is going to mandate that not just the bathrooms and the showers and the gym change rooms, but also the classroom, the definition of gender is changed, and therefore children become confused. And I don't believe it's the government's position to impose this on my child.
All right, Charles, just so I'm clear on this, I mean, if you've got some problem with gender identity, self-expression, gender expression, how do you see it then? Do you see this as if I don't mean to put words in your mouth again, but I want to be very clear on
sure.
it, a psychological disorder?
Well, you know what? I think that people in very rare instances, people do have a problem recognizing their gender. I don't understand it. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. But I do know that some people are confused. So why confuse the entire population about their gender? But worse than that,
how do you accommodate those who are confused?
Well, they are accommodated, and we have to reach out to them and care for them and help them in their confusion, not confuse everybody else so then everybody's confused, so then we have mass confusion with all of our children. And then not to allow the loophole of men being able to go into women's spaces, and if the owner of that space says you can't enter here, then you have violated the Criminal Code of Canada, and you then can be prosecuted with up to a penalty of up to 2 years in prison. That is what this bill says. That's what it's going to change in the criminal code. And that's why I'm objecting to it, because I have a 15-year-old daughter, and I don't want a man entering into her shower or her change room or her bathroom, and then the owner of that space says, no, you can't come here, and the owner gets charged. This is outrageous.
All right, the law of unintended consequences, I guess you can say, or maybe direct consequences. Greta Vosper, does Charles have a legitimate concern insofar as that goes?
Well, Charles, there will always be situations where danger occurs, and our bathrooms and our gyms and our change rooms are not safe places now unless they're carefully monitored and precautions are put in place. So we will have to do that. We will have to continue doing that, and where we're not doing that, we'll need to start.
No,
we should start now, whether or not we have this change.
No, this
in our
law
human
will say
law.
You cannot monitor it. And if a man who has
no,
an inner
I'm not,
feeling,
I'm saying
that
you need to
Russell
make sure
Williams,
that it's a safe
do you
place.
Want him
I'm
in your bathroom
monitor
in your
it so that someone can or cannot come in. I'm saying make sure that it's a safe place if we can. But, I mean, we have to – this whole idea of confusion is confusing me, Charles, because my understanding and my experience, my knowledge and relationships with people I know who have gender identity issues, who have identified as something other than their biology would identify them as, is that they're very clear about what their gender is. They're very – they understand it. They know it. They recognize it from the time that they're,
well,
that they're young.
That's
and
fine.
So, and so they need to be protected because there are those who would not allow them to live according to their own gender that they have identified.
All right,
Russell
Williams,
your thoughts.
Did he deserve to be protected? He was mixed up about his gender. Well, you want him
Charles,
in your bathroom
Charles,
and change
okay,
room?
Do you want to teach, do you want your 15-year-old to learn about mental health issues that have people have voices in her head? Because if you teach her about that, does that mean that if she thinks some imagining
no,
thing that
you,
it's, she's suddenly going to think that she has a mental
thoughts.
Illness problem?
No,
but when
I mean,
change,
right,
confusion
whoa, whoa, whoa,
is
hang
just
on,
one
whoa, whoa.
Thing. Clarity
all right, Greg, I got your
another?
Point. I think we understand. You're saying there need to be protections extended even to the point that the criminal
code. And it's not
code.
Even protection. It's recognition.
Well, fine. It's also protection of the law, though, that mandates people will have to accommodate and allow for gender expression, gender identity. Charles doesn't believe that's the right approach. He says it's for worse. You believe it's for the better. That's the argument on the table. This bill is now facing third reading in Parliament tomorrow. If it passes, the Charles calls it euphemistically the bathroom bill will become law in Canada.